Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We have such great guests this week in the Paracast that we decided, Chris and I, that we couldn't wait and have them join us in the second segment. So instead of annoying you with other content, kind of pre-game chatter, we're going to reserve that this week for after the Paracast. And you can get that, by the way, for joining the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com. Instead, we'll do it all now. We'll bring on our guest, Greg Bishop.
Hello.
Hello, Greg. It's been a while.
What, 7, 8, 9 months? I don't know. Not quite a year.
It seems like a long time. But we haven't talked to Walter Bosley in a couple of years, I don't think. Right, Walter?
Right. Yeah, I think it has been since 2013, as a matter of fact, when I came out with the Third Empire of the Wheel book and the first Secret Missions book. It has been that long. Wow. Or was that last year? I'm confused.
Well, we're in an alternate reality. There's a TV show now on one of the cable networks about a woman who does not have a sense of time. She can't sense the passage of time. Everything for her is in the moment.
Huh. That's cool. Sometimes I feel that way.
Or maybe you should have been on the show.
Yeah.
It's called Stitchers, by the way, on ABC Family. All right?
Oh, okay, I'm going to check that out.
Yeah, it's about this secret government program where they can take the newly dead and still somehow recover their memories before they've deteriorated too much. And that's how they solve crimes. But, of course, the usual conspiracy theory is it's kind of silly. But it's fun they renewed it for a second year. But, again, the lead character is someone who does not sense time, which is kind of like the UFO field. I'm going to raise a question here. It just has been occurring to me because of some recent things that I've mentioned, and I'll let you, Walter, or you, Greg, chime in. Is it time to bury the UFO field with extreme prejudice? Really? I mean, we see the things that are going on year after year, the same arguments, the recent brouhaha over what we call the topic that shall not be named, that we sometimes call slide gate. You both know what that's about. What do you think? How can we get past this and actually figure out what these crazy things are? Greg, Walter, who wants to chime in?
I've been whining about it for a long time.
Greg's been talking about this ever since I've known him.
Yeah. Right. But doesn't this really vindicate what you've been saying?
Well, it's just, I'm sure Chris knows, Gene knows, and Walter knows that the UFO field has been doing the same thing for 50 years and nothing has changed. Well, actually, it's more like 60 or 70 years now, and nothing has changed. So a while back, a few years back on my show, I started complaining about it. And then in the last maybe year, I've started saying, okay, it's time to stop complaining about it and see what can be done about it and what, you know, what different things are floating around out there. So I don't think it should be thrown out wholesale. Because you can't. It's just, you know, it's like saying let's throw out the music industry or let's throw out the media or something. You can't do that. But you can take elements of it and on an individual or small group basis start to do different things with it and become unhooked from the mainstream of UFO study, I think. And that's what I've been saying for a while now, actually, is forget the large groups. I used to say get rid of them, but that's not going to happen, like I just said. But forget the large groups. Form small groups. Crowdsource yourself. Anything you can to not do what the large UFO groups have been doing. And start with a different premise. You know, start with a premise. Let's see. Let's say there's no aliens coming from other planets. And absolutely stick to that as a religion for a while and see what happens. Or start with any premise and just stick to that one for a while and see what happens. And the other important part of that, I think, is to do it, like I said, in small groups and in secret. And I'm not saying to keep the ideas from other people or to be exclusive or cliquish or anything like that. The idea is to let a small group explore its ideas in a pure way. No media, no television, no books being written, no publicity,
right.
No attempt for anybody to do anything public. Because as soon as ego enters into it, you get all the stuff that's been polluting, you know, not the signal, but the pure research, I guess you want to call it. I hate to use these terms because they sound so lofty. Pure research. No, but, small groups in secret working very carefully on something until a result is produced or no result is produced.
And until there's something reportable. Until there's something reportable, worth reporting.
Yeah, and if there's nothing worth reporting, then forget it. Move on to something else. But people have problems with this because they think it's wasting their time, which is dumb because even when you don't come up with anything, you learn a lot. So anyway, I will stop the rant now.
What did we learn from this recent brouhaha in the Mexico City event? Because it seems to me when you look at it in retrospect, you can't imagine any thinking person being taken in by that.
Right. That's the first thing I guess we learned is for people to think before they leap into either putting on something or participating, you know, as a viewer or as an audience member, because clearly, was due diligence not done, or like some people say, was it done and then just kind of set aside, disregarded, or obfuscated because so much had been committed to in a particular direction? I mean, you know, was somebody embarrassed to then come out and say, you know what, it's not what we thought it was? But I, you know, the tough thing with that situation is you do have to wonder, you know, people brought up the issue of, you know, was somebody committing fraud in this case, you know, duping people? And you know what, that's a legitimate question because of all the circumstances we know about it now. You know, it's difficult to believe that nobody in that group knew, you know, what that was or had not. You know, and maybe it goes back to the guy who was the original source of the slide. I don't know. But
one crazy theory, and it goes back to the reports that some people had their email accounts hacked, some of the people participating, is that supposedly certain intelligence groups or people were involved in creating that as a hoax to create more noise.
Right.
And that goes to the larger question here. Is there any possibility here that one of the problems in UFO research is that we have this intelligence or disinformation element that keeps polluting the waters, and that's why things just don't work?
I think it's really easy to blame intelligence agencies for things that people screw up themselves.
I do want to throw one thing in. That's a good question, Gene, and I would
You're the intelligence guy here, so...
Yeah, I'm going to say this, and this is all I'm going to say about this. I would recommend anyone who wants to look closer at that situation regarding certain agencies to take a closer look at any of the certain players that were involved, say, in being the – you know how they said they had the slides reviewed by Pentagon analysts, visual analysts?
Yeah.
I'm just going to say take a look at any individuals named and take a closer look at them, and I'll leave it at that. We'll go on to the next question.
You just raised about 46 questions there.
Yes,
man.
I did. Yes, I did. What I'm saying is take a closer look at a particular individual who –
Well.
I'm not at liberty to discuss that further, but it was a name that popped up that I personally recognized.
Yeah, I think Walter talked to me about that a little.
So we'll leave it there. But I did want to throw that out there because it is there. And,
yeah,
you know, the possibility of, you know, the that scenario you just mentioned about, you know, is it obfuscation or is it disinfo? Is it, you know, games being played? You know. It might be interesting.
Yeah, well, it sounds more like what Walter's suggesting, I think, to me, sounds like more like a let it happen without getting in the way. It's like, well, if this is the way they're going, then let's just leave it alone and see where it goes by telling them we don't know anything.
We have much more to do, much more to talk about. With Walter Bosley, Greg Bishop, with Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I had already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TechNightOwl for a special discount.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Hi, Peter Porcaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
It's the July with its Fitzgerald.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
As you see, this is going to be an action-packed episode, folks. We have Greg Bishop. We have Walter Bosley together in one virtual room. And I expect, of course, they agree on lots of issues. But another subject we've talked about in recent years, and I guess it's somewhat related, is how many things that happened in UFO field have been put-up jobs. And an example, of course, is James Carrion's book, The Rosetta Deception, where it's all about the ghost rockets being there to spook the Russians. And maybe there's some of that in Roswell, which we're beginning to call the case that shall not be named. So who wants to take that one?
Well, I'm unfortunately not as familiar with some of the recent research and literature like I mean, I've heard of Carrion's book, but I haven't read it. So there might be some research and investigations and theories put out there that I'm not familiar enough to speak about. But in a general sense, yeah, I would agree with theories that Roswell, like other things, has been played with so much. And kind of like what Greg says, let's let them think what they want. I've said that kind of a version of that in the past. You know, hey, if they want to think it's E.T., let them think it's E.T. It works for us.
But then how do you find out what's behind it if you just allow the opinions to flourish, fester, or whatever?
Well, when I say that, it's coming from an assumption, the theory that they already know what it is, and generally they're just using public opinion or public mythology to kind of let it be a cover or a sleight of hand so that, people don't really take a closer look at what it really might be. But if jumping on that other path where, that they don't know what it is either, I would say that, they're always looking into stuff secretly. Again, it goes back to, hey, let people think what they want to think. But certainly in some cases, I think there's probably been stuff injected into the scenario, intentionally.
Well, in the old days of the Paracast forums, I don't think we do it now. But Chris O'Brien's predecessor and I would occasionally just think to ourselves, who is the intelligence operative who's a member and participant in the Paracast forums?
Mm-hmm.
I know both of you, and more so with Walter, have participated in the forums, but we've never made that assumption with either of you. But that kind of is humorous. It wasn't meant to be serious. But it does go to the paranoia that inflicts mm-hmm. this entire field.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, I think the people that are paranoid, they're doing too much thinking, and they're paying attention to the wrong things. If you trust your internal compass enough, you should be able to navigate this stuff without being worried that somebody's leading you astray. Or, the weirder and more unsubstantiated something sounds, the less attention you should probably pay to it. And looking for the answer, this is like the disclosure thing. You look for the answer from the people you completely distrust. That's a very big cognitive dissonance for me.
Right. We go out there and say anytime the government tells us something, we don't believe it. Oh, they've got this new deal with Iran. It's obviously some trick by the president of the United States to betray our country, whatever. Come out with a lot of nonsense. One way or the other, you come to your own conclusions. But the point is here is that the image is being presented here that the government is incompetent. You can't trust them. Nothing they say is accurate. It's all spin. Whether it's just figures about unemployment or about inflation, none of it equates to the real world. These are the enemies, except we still continue to vote in the people who represent us locally. Regardless of that, now we want disclosure in the UFO field. We want President Obama or the government leader in whatever country you name to come up and say on worldwide TV, we know the truth. We've been hiding it from you for whatever reason, but we're being visited by E.T. Who believed them anyway?
I don't know if anybody would believe them. Well, people that already believe that's going on would believe them immediately because
yeah.
it confirms their biases and their prejudices and all that. The funny thing is here is that there's a disconnect here. If people, if the government's telling you about normal things like unemployment and all that, well, whatever. I mean, you can check that out for yourself. But if they're telling you about something paranormal, about UFOs, how the hell are you going to go check that out for yourself? There isn't really any way to do it. And I keep going back to the John Keel quote that the UFO researchers aren't telling the U.S. government what they know about UFOs.
Well, actually, Greg, I think the answer to that question is how are you going to know goes back to what you were saying before, which I've also been an advocate of, and that's go private. Don't talk about what you're finding, what you're doing. Go out there and do the research, the investigation privately, and you may be surprised what emerges from the woodwork. you know, because I think the phenomenon itself, there's an intelligence involved, and quite frankly, it knows when you're trying to, you know, be a media star, and it's a trickster. You know, it's going to play that game with you where if you're out there saying, hey, I'm the guy who knows, look at my book, look at my show, look at this, it's going to disappear on you real quick.
I think it's coming from the person. I don't think it's coming from the phenomenon. If your ego gets in the way, it messes everything up. It messes everything up in remote viewing or anything where you're trying to get some kind of pure signal and your ego says, well, this is the thing. And then suddenly that signal has gone through about 100 more filters by the time it gets to your consciousness and out your mouth and all that.
But it's both. I mean, the phenomenon is not a product, can't be entirely a product of, you know, the individual psyche. You know, there's just been too many things that have occurred that, you know, there's multiple witnesses of.
Oh, I wasn't saying that. I'm sure that there's a sliding scale. I mean, sometimes there's more signal, whatever that might be. And I think a lot of the time it's noise, or not noise, but stuff that's coming from our own minds. I think that's a very important part of all this that people ignore.
Well, yeah, of course it is. Of course it is. You know, and you know, call it what you want, but essentially what I'm saying, you know, whatever, for whatever the reason, the point is you go public for whatever reason, suddenly you're not going to get as many results. You're not going to find as much. It's going to withdraw. For whatever the reason, it's going to withdraw. Whereas if you stay private, you know, for a certain point, it's going to interact. It's going to emerge more. And I know, I understand a lot of people have a problem with that because they, you know, there's a view that everything should be shared at all times. Well, you know, I disagree with that. You know, and Greg's already covered that.
So, I used to agree with it. Now I don't with regards to the UFO study. So.
Well, yeah, there's also, you know, let me chime in here real quick, guys. And, you know, welcome to the show. It's great to have you guys here. I really have a sense that you guys are really you're zeroing in on, I think, as Greg, both of you have rightfully pointed out, is a very kind of a hidden but very crucial element. And that is, it's almost like the observer effect. Or some sort of cultural uncertainty principle. The more you open your mouth, the less accurate things tend to become. And it's hard to you know, like in quantum physics, if you're trying to find the mass of something, a particle, or you're trying to find the velocity, the more you zero in on one of those, the less defined the other element becomes. So
that sounds like the UFO field in general, folks.
Exactly.
Let's get to more of this in a moment with Walter Bosley, Greg Bishop, Gene Steinberg, Chris O'Brien. You're in
Bearcast.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire
entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, the show is now going downhill from here, as if it was ever going uphill. That was Greg Bishop, by the way, with that weird voice that came from We Have No Idea.
Well,
that lurked within
spot,
his
that's what,
soul.
That's what channeled. Sorry. That's what channeled right up through me.
What, Channel 7, Channel 11, what?
No, the channeled strange voice.
That was the voice of his avatar on Skype.
Yeah, it must be. Yeah, the Pascagoula head.
Greg has the Pascagoula monster as his spike. I guess his name was Spike, right? He's got three spikes for two spikes for ears and a spike for a nose, no eyes, and a little slit mouth.
Yes, that's one of my favorite characters ever from ufology. In addition to the Kelly Hopkinsville goblins, love them too.
Since we raised it, we're talking about intelligence and mind control. Let's just hone in on that. Pascagoula, not a gray, something out of your worst nightmare. What's behind this? Is this the descendant of MK Ultra getting involved with mind control and generating UFO abductions? Greg, since you have the avatar, explain. It's your fault, man.
You know, for a majority, probably most of UFO, you know, CE3s, occupant reports and all that, I don't know if there are any intelligence connections to them. I'm sure they would use them if they knew about them. Use the imagery. But the thing is that, you know, I think this goes back to what I said about interpretation and mixed with whatever is causing that. No, I don't think there's not an external, you know, element to this. There's definitely an external element. There's definitely some kind of intelligence or awareness or consciousness behind what we call the UFO thing. But I think that there is an infinite number of ways that before it hits our consciousness, how we interpret it. And the fact that both Calvin Parker and Charles Hickson saw the same thing and apparently experience the same thing, I don't know if that really says that that's really what happened. I mean, if we were standing there in the room or standing there off to the side, I don't know if we would have seen the same thing or even experienced any of that. Maybe they were sitting on the shore quivering by, you know, when they said all this was going on. Who knows? But something happened to them and that imagery came up. The other thing about it is it's so strange and so off the path from other, you know, nobody else ever reported an entity that looked like that, I don't think. So that, I think that speaks to the variety of interpretation that people would have or the variety of ways that somebody's mind might filter that experience. I'm getting a little bombastic here and, you know, it sounds like I'm saying it's all in their heads. It's like, no, it's not all in somebody's heads. What I'm saying is it's probably mostly in your head.
Well, it's almost like the details of the experience are filled in by the witnesses.
Yeah, exactly. And then they probably talk about it, you know, afterwards, maybe even subconsciously back and forth. Who knows? And the story that emerges becomes what happened. Not what happened. What happened, who knows? But their recollection of it and how they tell the story of what happened to them, that becomes the experience. Who knows what the experience was? Maybe intelligence, you know, people have known this for – you know, many, 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 many years, and they use that. Walter might be able to speak to that.
Well, you know, we should note that, you know, with Pascagoula is you've got, what, two naval air stations and a couple of Air Force bases in Florida. So, you know, you've got a very much a strong military presence and the particular two branches that are involved in advanced technology. So, you know, you have to consider, okay, what was going on there DOD-wise. But, you know, Greg brings up a good point about there's what the witnesses state, and then there's what really happened. Now, you know, back then we didn't have, you know, video cameras and iPhones and things. I think today we've got the interesting element that on the one hand, if Pascagoula were to happen today, you know, one of these two guys or both of them would have captured the visual on an iPhone. Likely, and we would have had a documented record of what the camera saw, and sometimes that can be different from what the eye sees. I personally experienced that.
Well, yes, that, but in this case here, I wonder if you had a camera there, would you see anything on it other than two people staring at nothing?
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's the question.
The other question is, with all this technology now that's just permeating the culture, why aren't we seeing more quality images and clips? I mean, this is something that some of our healthy skeptics on the forums have been pointing out now for several years with the advent of all these cell phones, 16, even 32-bit megapixels. We should have some really good visual evidence by now, and it doesn't seem like we're seeing that. So why do you think this is?
I think that there may be something that the object does or can do to camouflage its electronic signature visually. There just may very well be something like that to where, you know, the people are looking at this thing as it actually is, and they're capturing it on video, but then when they go to the video, there's detail missing. It just didn't seem to capture what the eye saw. And, I think there's possibly an element there.
Well, the other possibility is that what we're seeing is not what is being captured by a camera, because what we're seeing is not the physical optical representation of what it is. So the camera will capture one thing, and our experience, our vision, our consciousness all combine to create something that is not the same as what a camera is.
Yeah, that's very good. That's the flip side of what I said. I said, you know, there's something that it's camouflaging itself so the camera doesn't capture it. But yeah, what you're saying, I agree with that. It could be that the camera captures what's really there, and the camouflage is what's being sent to our perception, to our eyes, right?
Well, I don't recall.
I think we're both capturing the same thing by our consciousness and the camera. I think they're both quote unquote real. They're just just different ways of looking at it.
Yeah, but I haven't heard of a single case where someone has claimed that they've filmed something that they've seen and experienced, and yet the image doesn't come out on the camera. I can't – maybe a handful of stories where people said, well, I took a picture of it and nothing came out. But you would think that if that was the case, then we'd have many more claims of experiences that aren't backed up with the visual evidence.
But the problem there is the minute somebody comes out and says, hey, man, I and this other guy are standing there at 11:30 one night in November looking at this thing very distinctly. It was amazing. And I got video of it, but it does not look like what we saw. Guess what's going to be said? All the rabid skeptics are going to come out and say, oh, you're a liar. Oh, you're going to be so attacked, and you're going to be – there's going to be 27 people. And so that's why you're not – hearing about that. That's why if I were to have encountered something like that personally, I would not talk about it publicly. You know,
why answer skeptics in the first place? I think that's a losing battle.
No, the problem is it's not that you're answering skeptics, it's that you're out there in the forums like this one sharing this, and they just come out of, you know, they come out at you. It's not that you even want to deal with them. You can't help it. They're there. You're in the water, and there's the sharks. You know.
Well, there's one more thing. Did you ever notice that when the closer something is to the camera, the less anybody gets a picture of it? The further it is away, the better the pictures are. What is the reason for that? A skeptical person says it's because they're hoaxes, and that's the way they can hide things. I don't know about that.
Electronic camouflage. I think there's something about some of these objects where it's either by design or by default because of the technology that it's messing with the camera, the workings of the camera.
Well, I can attest to that. I mean, I thought we had up in Jerome, people call it one of the most haunted towns in America here in Arizona.
Yeah.
And I was walking down a hallway, and at the end of the hallway was a brand new 3D camera.
Let's continue that discussion in our next segment with Gene and Chris and Greg Bishop and Walter Bosley. You're in
the Paracast.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hello, this is Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Oh, he's good, like a straight announcer, Walter Bosley. How about that? And Greg Bishop with Gene and Chris.
Well, camera, I have a perfect example of camera oddities in terms of the actual mechanism of recording. I mean, I'm walking down the hallway. There's a big mirror right behind the camera. The camera's at the end of the hallway pointed at me as I'm walking toward it. I see in the mirror behind the camera a shadow person, a silhouette of somebody leaning out like they were looking out the door at whoever just had walked by, and it was about 8 feet behind me. I realized that I couldn't see any features, that I should have been able to see detail. It looked like about a six-foot male silhouette. But I should have, because of the lighting in the hallway, I should have been able to see facial details, clothing details, and I realized almost instantly that it was some sort of shadow person or a ghost, for lack of a better definition. I immediately turned around and took the two steps behind me to look and see if there was a doorway there, and there wasn't. It was definitely something high strange. I saw it clearly. The camera was recording. I instantly ran around the corner into the room where the director was. I said, we just got the world's first footage, 3D footage of a ghost. Come out here and turn the camera off. He went out there, hit stop, and instead of the message that says, would you like to save this clip or initialize this clip, that message never came up. We never could initialize that particular clip. He wouldn't use the camera for several weeks trying to get in there and retrieve that particular 7-minute clip. Part of the interview that he'd done just before setting the camera up in the hallway was also on that clip. And I thought for sure that we had just landed the mother lode, the first 3D footage of a ghost. And I was beside myself. Well, I was so excited about that, and then to have the camera not offer the option to initialize and save the clip, it was just very, very frustrating. And that absolutely is an illustration of what Walter was talking about. That there, and Greg, I think would agree with us that there's some sort of weird element that's at work here. It's almost like whatever it is, if it doesn't want to be documented, photographed, filmed, videotaped, something will happen to make that so. I don't know how many times. In fact, just 2 weeks ago, I was out. All my batteries had been drained. A helicopter had flown over us. We had some sighting with unusual lights at the Bradshaw Ranch. the batteries in my phone, the battery in my camera, and the two batteries for my night vision binoculars, which I had charged them all, they were all dead. Now, the other people that were with me, their batteries were fine. So it's bizarre the way sometimes these things play out. There seems to be an interaction with technology. There seems to be some sort of control exerted at crucial moments.
Yep.
And it's very frustrating. I'm telling you, I was really bummed that we a $22,000 camera. It's never had any problems since. It didn't have any problems. The one shoot that we used it before, this particular shoot, it's really frustrating.
What do you think causes that? Any idea?
You know, I don't. It's almost a temporal effect. It's almost like time, you know, during these experiences, time either contracts or dilates. And it's almost like you're almost beside the reality of the experience is almost like removed from the standard reality and put next to it or something. It's hard for me to describe it.
Factor.
But I think that there's almost a parallel moment that happens. I've noticed this during sighting events that the air seems different. You don't hear crickets, for instance. I've had sightings at night with lots of crickets, even cicadas, and then during the sighting event, you never notice that they go away, but then all of a sudden you realize it's silent. And it's almost like you're not in the same place at that moment, that you're standing next to yourself or something. I don't know how to describe it.
The thing about the batteries being drained, you know, that sounds like the batteries were suddenly sent through, like, you know, 20 hours of doing nothing or being used or something, and they took a little time trip and they just became drained that way. I don't know.
We had a helicopter fly fairly low over us as well, so it may have been something there. But you would think that the other people's batteries would be drained as well if that was the case. If it was some sort of – I think it was just a coincidence that a military-style helicopter happened to fly over us about 500 feet. You know, who knows? It's not the first time. I mean, we flew over the Bradshaw Ranch in a helicopter with the History Channel for the show UFO Hunters, and both cameramen's onboard batteries on their cameras and the spare batteries they had were all drained. And this was within, I don't know, probably 400 yards from where my event happened with the batteries being drained. I was in the same, basically the same location.
Ah, there's a place we can go back with some batteries, get a bunch of skeptical people with batteries, and you and some other people, and see whose batteries get drained.
Yeah.
Well, that's the first time. I've been there many times. That's the first time that's happened to me. So, you know, it would be, you know, like playing the lottery, I guess. It's almost like there's something I hate to overuse the T word, but there is a treacherous element at work and play in many of these events. And I think that there's an element that has some sort of, you know, ability or recourse to impact or affect technology. And that it's almost at a whim. You know, sometimes you get lucky, you get footage. I have great footage that I've gotten over the years, good photographs. But then there are other times when you are convinced, like the, you know, the Jerome event that I described. There, sometimes when you really are convinced that it's almost like my excitement almost could have been somehow involved in screwing up the camera. Because I mean, it was at 10:30 at night when I went around the corner. I was leaping in the air, fist pumping without saying a word because I didn't want to wake up of the guests in the hotel. This happened at the Connor Hotel, and you know, who knows? Maybe it's some sort of psychic feedback loop that the experiencer has that somehow impacts. Maybe it's the excitement of the event that inadvertently has some sort of adverse effect on technology or mechanistic processes. I don't know.
I'm just laughing because I just had an idea, and people are going to be really mad about it, so I'm going to say it. The fact that if something did show up on a camera somewhere to prove something would mean you would have not as much of a mystery anymore. So maybe it self-negates that way, you know, just to keep the mystery there in some way.
Yeah, well, I was going to say that the source of whatever the
– maybe you do.
The source, you know, it wants to be observed only on its own terms. That's why sometimes, rarely, it will allow itself to be captured in that way. But for the most part, it just wants to show itself to you at that particular given moment. And because it, as Greg says, it's still maybe it's the gatekeeper of mystery. Maybe it wants to keep a little bit of mystery in this reality, you know, this plane, this world.
Oh,
and
no, I was
why it does that.
No, I know. The person and not the phenomenon wants to keep the mystery. Maybe it's an agreement with the person as well, because the person doesn't want the mystery to go away.
That's what I was trying to say.
It's an idea. I'm not saying that's what I think it is.
Hey, anything's possible with this stuff. You know, you got to have to consider all options. But I do. I think that it goes back to conversations Greg and I had a few years ago when I was experiencing stuff constantly when I was researching the Empire of the Wheel books. You know, and I'd tell Greg excitedly the latest, you know, episode of High Strangeness. You know, and he would look at me as he does, and very calmly, and he would say, well, you know, he would comment that it sounded like it was a very personal experience. And at first, and I've told Greg this, we've talked about this, at first I thought that was a polite way of saying, oh, it's all in your head, you're not experiencing it. And then I realized what he was saying, I realized, oh, wait a minute, it is personal. It's something that is revealing itself to me. Not because I'm special, but because I just happen to be out there looking. I've always argued that anything I've experienced in the course of my investigations in the last 7 or 8 years is something that anybody could experience if they looked closely enough or hard enough. And so I realized, oh, wow, okay, so there is this personal nature of this, and that led even more so to my philosophy that keep it to yourself and you're going to see more. You're going to get closer. You're going to experience more. Be willing to not want to, you know, be the guy or, you know, to be a star or, you know, be willing to try to resist writing about all of it or talking about all of it. I mean, there's stuff there's no way in hell I'm going to talk about it publicly.
In our next segment, Walter, I want to ask you about one experience you can talk about. Give us an example. What's been going on with you? But first, we've got Gene and Chris, Greg and Walter. You're in.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.